All right, we're going to get started here. We have Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 19 Bass Pro Shops Toyota, who has been looking pretty stout in a lot of statistical categories lately. He has 2 wins here at Sonoma and 3 wins so far in the 2019 season. And we will open up to questions. Please raise your hand. We will get a wireless microphone to you.
Awesome.
Start here with Bob.
Bob Pockris of Fox Sports. I assume you saw what happened in the trucks last week where Ross got DQ'd for being too low. Did you ever doubt that NASCAR would actually disqualify someone, and does that send a message at all to the garage?
I really never thought about it. I was like, oh, hey, that's pretty big. You know, if they're going to take a win away, that's just pretty big. So, yeah, they said they were going to do it, and they did it. I'm not really surprised.
Go over here to Woody and then up front.
Martin, when we first started having stages and playoff points and all that, it seems like you and Cole were the first guys that kind of caught on at how important that was going to be, and everybody else was thinking, oh, we'll just go for wins like normal. Was that a conscious decision, and how do you think that that's kind of played out now that everybody has kind of gotten on the same page with you guys, and is your advantage gone now with figuring that out earlier?
Yeah, you know, I think it's I think everybody knew it was a big deal. It happened to be the first year that they brought in the playoff points. We were really strong. I mean, honestly, it was kind of coincidental. I think everybody's always after those points. And even before those, you wanted to win practice. You wanted to get the pole. You want it to be first all the time, right? And I mean, that's, at this level, that's what you're looking to do. So we didn't have any magic plan or special secret, you know, deal going on. It was just that we were really fast that season. That's really what it boils down to.
Martin, you had the fastest speeds in the morning session. Actually, your speed was the number one speed for both sessions. The carousel didn't seem to bother you.
Took a little getting used to, I'll tell you that. It was the only thing I did in preparation to come here was went to the simulator a little bit. And, you know, that's only – you only get so much out of that as far as – I mean, it's – all the visual cues are there, but you don't have any of the feel, the sensation of speed, the G-forces, the feeling of the rises and the falls and all that. So to go out there kind of cold turkey this morning, first practice was a little bit weird. It was pretty hairy the first couple laps trying to figure it out. And the track was really dirty, which it always is here. So it took a while to get it figured out. But I feel like, once we were done with practice, I really was comfortable with the track and with the changes we made to our car. And looking forward to, hopefully laying down a good qualifying lap tomorrow and having a shot at winning this thing on Sunday.
Luis Torres, Motorsports Tribune. Now, you mentioned about first practice. Compared to that session and to the afternoon session, how do you feel as far as the conditions? Of course, to me, it felt like the morning was a little bit more warmer and the afternoon was much, much cooler.
Yeah, I mean, it's conditions here. This track's pretty sensitive, just to the heat and everything. But the biggest deal is every time we show up here, we're the first cars on track. And the track's just really dirty, so we fought that for quite a while, and we've seen the speeds quite really pick up quite a lot in the second practice. So race starts a little bit earlier on Sunday than we ran that second practice today, but I think it was still probably the best gauge on what we're going to have just based off the track being clean.
Go to Tom.
Tom Zaleski, Yarren County Today. Martin, the fewer in this year, if I can hold the microphone. fewer laps this time around. How does the carousel turn play into your thinking for Sunday and then the shorter amount of laps between the stages and strategy and all the other important stuff? Did you learn anything from the carousel and everything else today?
We definitely learned a lot about it. I'd never been on it, so it was quite a learning experience for me. As far as the race being shorter, I think we let the crew chiefs worry about all that strategy stuff, engineers. I mean, there's less laps. It's a longer course. So, I don't know how that plays into the fuel strategy, pitch strategy, how you'll run this race. You know, we've been doing the same thing here for a long time. It's always like, do you want to one stop that last stage or two stop it? Because tires are faster and tires wear out here. So I leave that all completely to the crew. I'm glad that we were able to come here, figure out the track, figure out the race car, how to adapt our setup that we've been running here in the last couple seasons over to the new turns, and definitely felt like it worked out pretty well for us.
I'll go to Woody and then Pat.
Martin, look ahead for us for a week, if you will. Chicago next week, hot as blazes there last year, but it seems like that's the style of track that this package kind of favors. How do you see it?
I would say that, yes, for me personally, I like the hot slick tracks that we go to. It seems to be best for us, but I'm hoping it's not as hot as last year. Every time I think about Chicago, I'm like, God, that's the hottest race car I've ever been in my entire life. I really don't want to do that again. So let's hope it's not quite as hot. But, yeah, I think that it feels like to me, or at least the races I've enjoyed the most and I feel like have put on the best show has been the tracks that have the most grooves. You know, tracks that have where you can run all over them. They're slick, tires wear out, all that stuff. Now, some people disagree, you know, with me and my theory of what's good racing, and everybody has a little bit different opinion of what is good racing. So I think it's going to be a great place for us to put on a good show, and hopefully it's not 120 degrees.
Pat DeCole on NASCAR.com. The past three seasons, you've averaged a start within the top 10. You're around like 16th this year. Is that just a speed thing, and is that a point of concern for you guys?
It's kind of concerning, but not really at the same time. I don't know. I don't know what to, yeah, I mean, we know it's there, and we don't really know how to fix it, I guess is what I'm saying. So with the, you know, the rules that we have and you know, the impound qualifying procedure, you kind of have to race. You know, you got to qualify what you're going to race. So you're always your main goal is to race well, and you just kind of take qualifying as it comes. And you're like, well, we're off a little bit, and so be it. So we just do whatever we have to do to race good, and that's hurt us a little bit qualifying.
Go to Lee.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Also looking at Chicago, do you think you guys have put together a really good notebook with your intermediate stuff, what you've learned with the new car so far, so when you go into Chicagoland, you have a better idea what to expect with this package?
No question for us, especially on the 19. I think, you know, at JGR, all of our cars have run good at places throughout the season, but I think for us personally on the 19, the last couple of mile and a half, we've really turned a corner. You know, Michigan was a great run for us. Charlotte, obviously, you know, winning there was big. We started out the year kind of searching a bit on the mile and a half or the bigger tracks with the 550 package. So for us, I definitely feel like we've really learned a lot in the past month and a half or so and really turned a corner there. And it's given us a lot of confidence, and, you know, we feel like Chicago will be a good race for us.
And also with the car, how do you expect handling to play out once we get to Daytona, since it's going to be also – you know, the package will be different than what you guys race there in February.
Yeah, Daytona will be really interesting. I mean, I think it's, I believe, like, you know, as every other track we've been to with this 550 package this year, there's a lot of unknowns just because we've never done it. They're all so different. It's really just there's a lot of question marks. You know, we know what we know from Talladega because we ran that there, and that'll give you kind of an idea where to start. But I feel like we've been surprised every time we went to a track with this package. So I think we're all just, you know, just trying to figure it out. And I just leave it up to the engineers and crew chiefs and all that. And then when we get to the track, I try to give them all the info I can give them. But I think we'll be surprised. And if it's really hot like it is normally in Daytona, you know, that track just keeps getting older and older and older each time we go back and losing grip. And, you know, how is that going to play into it with 550 horsepower, which is going to be a lot more than we've ever had there.
I'm going to check upstairs and see if there are any questions in the media center.
No questions upstairs.
Thank you.
Guys. Thank you. Oh, sorry. No, I haven't talked to him yet, but we have a meeting coming up here in a bit, so we'll see how that goes. Thanks.
Any final questions? All right. Thanks, Martin.
Right,
good luck
thank
this weekend.
You. Yep. Thanks.